As the Yom Tovim have finished, we now go back to what we were discussing over a month ago, which is Hilchos Kriya Shema. We spent a significant amount of time discussing the importance of Kavana, how a person is supposed to have some level of concentration during the reciting of the Shema. And with the next halacha, we'll kind of remind us of what we discussed a month or so ago. So, Ha'imahalik b'derech, a person is traveling. Barat zalikros kriya shema, and you want to say the Shema, it's time to say the Shema, and you happen to be on the road. Sarach lamoid b'pasuk rishon. He says that a person needs to stand, meaning standing still, for the first pasuk. Specifically, that apparently it means only Shema. The Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinnah, Shema Chod. You have to stop. Because while a person is traveling, it's difficult to have kavana. Like a lot of people can't do two things at the same time, like walk and chew gum. So too, a person can't have kavana and walk. And therefore, the halacha says a person should at least stop for the first pasuk. And the Mishnah Berurah will discuss what exactly that means. Ikar ha-kavana, the next halacha in the Mechaber says that the main level of having kavana is if you have only a small attention span, and you can only have kavana for a small thing, then at least have kavana for pasuk rishon, for the first sentence. Hilchach, therefore, im kara v'lo kivin libo, since a person really needs to have kavana for this first sentence of the Shema itself, if let's say a person, all right, I didn't have the kavana, I know I said it, I was reading this book called a Siddur, and went through the words, can't remember exactly if I had any concentration. I don't think I did. So, is that matter? So the halacha says, v'im lo kivin libo b'pasuk rishon, if you didn't at least have concentration for the first sentence, lo yatzei dechavaso, you have not fulfilled your obligation of reciting the Shema, and therefore, because of that, in order, if you kind of are interested in fulfilling the mitzvah, chos v'kare, you have to read the Shema, you have to say the Shema again. Even according to those opinions that say that when you do a mitzvah, you don't need to have special concentration when you're doing the mitzvah. Modahacha, they'll at least agree over here that at least for the first pasuk, you do have to have some level of, you have to have kavana. Now when it says pasuk rishon throughout the words of Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Levush, as well as the Magen Avraham, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Yelo Amoed B'chlal Pasuk Rishon Hu. That's considered to be part of the first sentence. So it's not just the Shema, but you also have to have Kavana in that sentence as well. V'yesh Machmirin. And those who want to go really strict, if you really want to have a lot of Kavana, so what a person, of course you can say have Kavana, think about all the things you're saying, but those who want to go strict say you should at least concentrate ad alavavecha, until the part of the Shema says alavavecha, which appropriately says in, on your heart, which means you're supposed to be thinking about it. After that, let's say you're walking, some people are meticulous, at least for the first couple of sentences, to stand still, but afterwards you're certainly allowed to say the Shema even while you're walking or standing. And of course, that's what it says in the Shema. It says that a person can say it while you're going on the road. It's pretty explicit, but it doesn't mean the entire Shema. At least you have to have the kavana, you have to have the concentration for the first two sentences. Continuing in the words of Mishnah Berurah, he says that therefore, if a person will not have kavana, quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, even for the words Barshem Kavod Machutoli Lamboed, kavana means not only that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, which is the kavanah you're supposed to have before you say the Shema, but you're supposed to at least understand the words you're saying for those two first sentences. If not, you have to read the entire Shema again, hopefully this time with kavanah. Because otherwise, lo yatza, if you didn't concentrate on those two first sentences, you've not fulfilled your obligation. Kodem shehischil likros, even if before you began the Shema, nischavin l'kayim ba'kriya mitzvah saseh dekriya Shema, you had all the proper concentration, you had everything properly in your mind organized, that before you started saying the word Shema, you said, I'm about to fulfill the Torah obligation, the positive mitzvah, the mitzvah saseh of reciting the Shema. You did that perfectly. However, unfortunately, when you said the words kol makom, nonetheless, kol shebe emsa pon libo devarim acherim, if your mind wandered to something else other than the task at hand, hari lo kibo l'malchus shemayim b'haskama saleiv. Even though that's what you initially wanted to do, but since your mind was elsewhere when you said the words, it's considered as though you did not accept upon yourself the Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven, and therefore that's not Kavana. Therefore you need both aspects. You have to have the Kavana that I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah of the Shema, and for those two sentences you should understand what you're saying at that moment. Now if, let's say for example, you don't, now if this is all theoretical, because of course we all have Kavana when we say in all of our davening, but nonetheless, if this ever happened, that a person did not have kavana, for at least the first sentence of the Shema says the Mechaber that v'chozer v'kore, you have to read it again. However, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the way you're supposed to say the Shema this time is different than the way you said it the first time. Why? We'll see. But first of all, what is the second thing you're supposed to do? When you say the Shema, it should be balachash. You should say it second time quietly. Well, what's the difference? What, you said it loudly the first time? Maybe because if you said it loudly the first time without kavana, try something different. Mix it up. Maybe if you're quiet, maybe you'll have kavana for that. No. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a different reason, which we actually discussed previously. Because otherwise he said the Shema, and a few seconds later he's saying the Shema again. Well, why is he doing that? Oh, it must be because he believes, God forbid, in more than one God. And therefore, if you didn't have Kavana the first time of saying the Shema, second time you should say it. But when you say it, you should say it, you should say it quietly. The Ber Heitev over here actually brings down another Eitzah, that if a person wants, the second time you can delay. Just don't say the Shema immediately afterwards. Because the whole issue of repeating the Shema, or repeating Modin, repeating words, is only if you read it Ritzufim, consecutively. You say it right one after the other. But if you wait a few moments between the two, then that's not considered to be an issue either. So either way, you can either say the Shema a second time later or quietly. Even if you read the whole thing, the first paragraph, the second paragraph, and then you're in the middle of the third paragraph, you're like, you know what? I blew it. I didn't say the Shema properly. I didn't say it with Kavana. So you can say, you know what? If all I need to do is have Kavana for this one sentence, that'd be a great idea. I just said the first two paragraphs, the middle of the third, let's say I finished the third paragraph, I'll just now say the first sentence of Shema with Kavana, and then that's it. That'll be good. It's not good. Sarach lachsevli kros kol ha-parsha Shema. You have to start all the way from the beginning. Why? Because there's a halacha, which we'll see later on, that a person is not allowed to read L'mafreya. You're not allowed to read the Shema, other things as well, but the Shema also, L'mafreya, which means backwards. You can't read certain psukim in the third paragraph first and cut and paste like it's a document, a Microsoft Word document. You have to read exactly the way it's written. That's how it's supposed to be said. And therefore, if you didn't have Kavana, and you're in the middle of the third paragraph, middle of the second paragraph, it's not sufficient to just stick in with Kavana, the sentence of Shema, because Dimlo Yikra Rak Posig Rishon Havikikarl Mafreya Denu Yotze. If a person reads it in such a way, you have not fulfilled the obligation. Therefore, it's necessary that when we say the Shema, and when we recite the Shema this evening, and all other evenings as well as in the morning, make sure that when we begin the Shema, we should remember that we're about to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, a positive obligation of reciting the Shema, and at least for the first sentence Shema, as well as Baruch Shem Kavod, we should at least think about for a few seconds what those words mean and accept upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven.